Hey everybody, it's Mr. Licorice here, and I just had one of the most intense faps of my entire life. And I know I've said that before regarding like some of my like recordings, but like I think this is really the top. Like, I don't know exactly how long I was edging. I never really time these things, but it was for a pretty good fucking while. And like I was getting so close to the edge so frequently that it was actually like starting to ache. Like my like shaft would like ache, and I'm like, I think it was just because of like all the pressure of it like wanting to go. I had never felt that before when I've masturbated, literally ever. That was the first time that has ever happened. I don't know, man. It was something else. Like it started contributing to like my want for release. It was like normally it's I just want to come because it's like the I know the coming is gonna feel so good, but this time it was like I need to come because this is like kind of uncomfortable and I need to come to get rid of that feeling. And the when I finished, it was like just so obnoxiously, like toe curlingly, like I bit my lip, not like super hard, but like I bit my lip a little and like my toes curled. And like, there was like 7 or 8 times that I spasmed and like actually like shot cum. Like it was like 7 or 8 times. Like, holy fuck. That is, you know, and it wasn't until recently that I even started paying attention to details like that. But I noticed like 7 or 8 times that I was spurting, and like there was so much. It surprises me sometimes, like even if I come earlier in the day, how much I can come if I just edge enough. Like, or like in the three-way audio, like I'm like twice at work earlier that day, and then I still managed to come so fucking much because I edged so much. Like it just almost seems like it defies physics. I don't know, man. It's crazy. But I don't know, I was just thinking about edging in general and about how like before I got in GWA, man, masturbation was like, it was like a business thing. You know, it was like, I need to get this over with. Oh, it's about time to go to bed. I better rub one out. Or, oh, I'm kind of horny. Let me rub one out. You know, still obviously is kind of like that sometimes. But when I got into a habit of edging before recording, though, like, that's when it started. Like, it became so much of a habit. You know, where I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna record tonight. And then I'd start edging. And then I'd keep edging. And then I'd keep edging. And then I'd keep edging and edging and edging and edging. And like, I've gotten pretty darn good at it. And let me tell you, I'm not perfect at it. Because, like, the number one thing that's important about edging is that you understand, like, your body's reactions, like knowing when your body is about to come. And I mean, like, it can be difficult. I swear, my body reacts kind of differently about it sometimes. So I'm not like fully sure at times, like, oh, is it getting close? Because I mean, like, I can't tell you how many times I've like jizzed a lot, even though I didn't actually orgasm. You know, and then I, you know, tend to use my cum as lube to keep masturbating. But Which has been a common occurrence in like multiple audios I've been doing. But yeah, man, like it's I've gotten into such a good habit of it, and I've gotten really good at it. Like the last audio I did on my previous account that I posted, it was a one word audio. All I said was please for like 5 or 6 minutes while whimpering. I think I edged for like 3 hours straight before I managed to finish that audio. Like I had to wait until everyone was asleep and my dog was snoring and everything else was making noise, and then while I was recording the audio, I also was edging. Like, and that orgasm was fucking incredible, and I lost a lot of sleep before work, which was shitty, but it was totally worth it. And in retrospect, I kind of feel bad that I didn't keep that audio, because that was like a direct testament to my fucking like erotic discipline that I've managed to build up over time from being on GWA. If I had to say the one thing that I'm most, other than my friends that I've made on GWA that I talk to regularly and that I am so glad that I have in my life, I'd say the number one most badass thing I've got out of being on here is just the remarkably good amount of experience I've gotten edging. And I know I can get even better. And I'm thinking about branching out and looking for some new toys to fuck around with that. Like, because I have like an anal plug starter kit from Adam and Eve. It's got like a 2.25 width plug, a 2.75 width plug, and then a 3.25. And these are all inches, by the way, of course. I'm not sure how long they are. Those all do really well, to be honest. They actually do a very good job. I've got like a prostate massager that I bust out occasionally. It less so than the plugs. The plugs, I just am much more into the feeling of fullness over insertion, like over like fucking myself, I guess. But I think I just need a better toy, and I'm like kind of getting excited at the prospect of trying some new stuff to really test like my discipline. Like, I'm thinking about getting a vibrating plug. I'm not going to be dropping like a lot of money on toys. I don't really use my toys like so often that like I feel like I'd need to buy something expensive. Like, I looked online and I saw like you could get a vibrating plug for like $34, and you know, like you probably want to pay like double or even triple that to get something that's going to like stand up forever. But I mean, for somebody who doesn't use toys like all the time, you know, like it's, I don't think it would be too bad. I mean, if anybody has any recommendations on a vibrating plug, I'll take it and I'll roll with it. Or any other toys in general for that matter. I'd prefer not to spend a fuckload on any particular toy personally. If you have any edging tips, feel free to give me those too, because I'm all about that. That's my life, or it's part of my life, whatever. My brain's fuzzy. It was a really good session earlier today. It was crazy as hell. I've also been finding some really, really like good porn lately. Like, I guess I've been like looking with the right keywords. So like when I watch porn, I've got like I'm particular about what I like, and what I enjoy for visual porn can generally be broken down into a couple of categories. Lesbians, incest, sloppy stuff, and like gangbangs, and that's about it. Like I love sloppy like face fucking videos. I don't really like that in audios. Like I need the visual for that to be like particularly interesting to me. Like I especially love like videos where like a chick's getting deep throated and you can see the bulge in her throat. Like that's so fucking hot. That's like one of the hottest things ever. I've been watching like more lesbian porn. I tend to really like lesbian porn where there's rimming and ass eating. I don't know, man. Like this is kind of something that go like specifically that. Like it's just I don't like it when dudes rim or when women rim dudes all that much, but like when women rim each other, it's like, oh my God. Which is weird because like I would love to be rimmed in real life and to do that to a chick also, but I don't want to watch it. I don't know. Like porn and sexuality is weird. Like I don't know why I wouldn't enjoy watching it if it was something I actually did want to do. Like 100%. Like it's I don't know. But yeah, I've found some really good porn lately. Like I might even I'll probably link it in the body of the post some of these videos that I find to be some of my favorites. But there's like this video where it's like this chick is like sleeping in this playground, and this other chick is like she comes up and she's like, "What are you doing sleeping out here?" And she's all like, "Oh, my parents kicked me out because I'm a lesbian." And she just brings her over to her house and like lets her take a shower and stuff, and like she's thanking her and all that stuff. And you can start telling that a chick that brought her over is kind of weird. Like she gets all the reactions in this video are just so funny. You can just tell how like for a second you're not sure, like, should I be cringing? Should I be fapping? I'm like laughing at some of this. Like it's kind of I wasn't sure what to think about it at first, but like there's just something funny and charming about this porn. It feels kind of authentic. It feels more authentic somehow. I don't know. Like I just really enjoyed it. It is when I realized I'm like, wow, I actually saw that in a video, and I thought that that was quaint, and I thought that that was interesting, and it made me like it more. You know, versus me of the past who was just like, let me just get a 5-minute video of a chick's face getting fucked into oblivion. Like, lately I've been looking more into certain details. I don't know, I guess it just comes with the territory of getting older. I start to notice little nuances and roll with it. So, I mean, it's cool. It's pretty fucking cool. And if anybody has any porn recommendations, feel free to link that as well. To be completely open about it. If you've got a porn that fits one of the categories I gave, or if you've got something else that maybe I just overlooked, because I mean, I don't know, there's a lot of stuff I could be into. It's just I don't necessarily think of it, or maybe I don't know how to search for it, right? Like I said, some of these porns, like even searching for the seemingly correct terms, it didn't find them. I kind of had to really sift around to find these. Anyways. Oh, God, I got sleepy. Oh, Lordy. Yeah, so edging, great. Toys, looking into it. Porn, yeah. If you listened all the way through and enjoyed, thank you very much. And
If you've got a suggestion for like a ramble, or if you just want more candid things that are in this vein, or more recommendations for me, let me know. I'm open to ideas about what to do with the sub. I think mostly like random candid rambles like this are in the future for sure. I don't know. They just feel personal. Not per like too personal, just personable, like getting to know my audience and vice versa and all that stuff. But anyways, so thanks for listening, guys. Mwah.